Upgrading your messaging is going to change the game for you this year. It is going to be the thing that catapults you into six, multiple six, seven figures, easy, full stop. And I'm super stoked to do a deep dive into how to upgrade your messaging and what it actually looks like and how to start attracting way higher caliber of clients. Last week's episode, we talked about messaging and we talked about attracting a higher level caliber of client, but I want to give you even more because this is literally it for you. Like, if you feel like you're making 10% of what you should be earning, or you're like, what the heck, you know, you're so powerful and the work that you do with your clients is epic, but like, you feel like you're not really working with the people that you really want to be working with, then this episode is going to blow your freaking mind. And last thing before we jump into the episode, I wanted to let you know that I am hosting a free experience with one of my best friends, Melaine Lee Butler. She is a human design expert and master at helping women scale past seven figures, aligning to their human design. Her and I are going to be leading an experience called New Year, New Fucking You. And it is going to be such a vibe. We're going to be doing some wealth activations, some clearing activations, and we're going to be actually giving you tangible shifts that you can make in your business literally starting today. So make sure you sign up for that. If you come live, we're going to be giving away insane bonuses. So do not wait. You can head to the link in the description of this episode, or you can head over to my Instagram. You can find all the details there. Now, without further ado, let's dive into the meat and potatoes of the episode. All right, so let's get into it. Let's talk about messaging. For me, I do a lot of energetic work, but I also do very practical, grounded business strategy. And that looks like me going into my clients' offers, auditing them, channeling copy for them, helping them with branding. I helped one of my clients, Martha, like literally map out inside of Canva her entire sales page. Like, I do a lot of the practical, grounded business strategy because like that actually is what is going to change the game for you. Yes, I'm all into the feminine, the woo-woo and all that, but like we live on planet Earth, we are in the 3D, and so we actually have to like do the business side of business, you know what I mean? So I think this is probably a huge, I don't want to say missing piece because I don't think anything's ever missing, but I feel like this is a huge room for growth and opportunity in your business. And for me, I noticed shifts literally instantly. It was like I did this thing and then it fucking shifted so quickly. And I'm like, oh my God. So obviously you're here because you listen to the show and because you love the vibes and because you're scaling your business and because you want the tea and because I give it to you straight. And so I want to just teach you and tell you exactly what I did because this is literally gonna change the game for you. How many times can I say literally in this episode? Oh my God. Okay. So first of all, first like messaging hack, as I shared on the last episode, which was called like how to attract higher level, higher caliber clients. If you haven't listened to that one, I recommend going back and listening to that, because part of the shift that has to happen in your message is that you have to go from speaking to people's pain to speaking to people's potential or their power, right? So I want to give a practical example of this, which is basically this. I want you to stop using struggling in your messaging, like struggling at all. Like stop speaking to people who are struggling and stop saying, are you struggling with blank? Like, because what you're doing is you're literally calling in people who are identifying with struggling, right? And like, do you want to do that? No, you don't. The reason why is because people that are addicted and identify with struggle are in victim mindset. And if you use the word struggling in your messaging, you are going to attract people who are struggling. So don't put anything in your messaging that you don't want to deal with. If you don't want to deal with struggling people, then stop marketing to struggling people. You know what I mean? It's like, it sounds so simple once you hear me say it, but I think some of you are probably doing that and you're like, oh shit, I'm doing that, right? So instead, speak to desire, speak to power, speak to potential, right? It's kind of like helping your clients go from like, okay, they know their life is good, but they want to go like full send great, like big, right? That is a completely different energetic than you speaking to pain and struggle and lack and I'm going to come be your savior and I'm going to fix you by joining my program and blah, blah, blah. Like, that is how you set yourself up for codependence. And that's not what we're here to do. You're here because you're a mentor, a coach, a service provider, and you want to empower your clients, right? So that means you have to speak to their power. This is really how you call forward higher level clients who do not need to be convinced. And they will easily pay the prices because they know the value, right? My clients work with me and pay my prices because they know the value of getting into the room with me or with my community and scaling their business. And they want to make a shit ton of money. And you're here because you want to make a shit ton of money. And there's like nothing wrong with that. It's like we can be pretty unapologetic about the fact that we all want to make a lot of money and help a lot of people. But like, I don't work or call in people who need to be convinced. And in fact, I had a woman reach out to me who's interested in joining The Current, and she had a lot of questions, like a lot of questions. And I am all for answering questions. Obviously, I want you to join and to be in the space and make sure that you feel good about your decision, right? And feel empowered. But there was I could tell there was an undercurrent of like her not trusting herself to make the decision and her not feeling empowered in her yes. And her, like, there was just a lot of stuff. And so I said to her, look, babe, I don't know if this is a good option for you. Like, I'm not afraid to tell someone like, no, they're not a good fit to work with me. And I want you to also not be afraid to turn away people that are not a good fit for your offer. Because if they come in struggling or being like, ah, la, 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 that's typically how they're going to be inside of the container. And I've had this happen before. I've worked with clients in this way and it's really draining. And I want you to save yourself from that. Obviously, this is going to happen sometimes, but your messaging is going to set the tone and the precedent for who comes into your spaces, right? So make sure that you're speaking to their highest potential. Tell them you see them exactly where they're at, wherever they're at, right? And then offering them, way, let's go bigger, let's go better, let's go whatever it is that you sell, right? Whether it's relationship or life coaching or if you are a business coach like myself or whatever it is, like whatever service you're providing, making sure that you position yourself through your messaging that you're not here to save people. You're not here to fix them. No, they're already whole, complete. You're helping them go from good to great. All right. So that's kind of like the main point, number one. The second thing is with your messaging also comes your prices and your sales, right? And so if you're not making as much money as you want to be making, and you feel like you're kind of making like 10% of what you, air quotes, like should be making because you know how powerful and how epic you are and like your shit is life-changing, I want you to get super crystal clear on your ideal client. And I literally just did this exercise myself last night. I was up to like, 2:30 in the morning because I'm still in Colorado time. And I'm just still in Colorado time and I don't know how many days it's going to take me to get back onto East Coast time, but here we are. This is what I do on a Saturday night. But I was redoing this exercise for myself of like, okay, who actually is my ideal client? And I really recommend coming back to this question every single time you put out anything, anytime you sell anything, always coming back to your ideal client and making sure that you upgrade that if you've changed, which likely you have, right? Sometimes you're still selling to somebody you don't even really want to help or that are kind of like below or like the lower level of client than you actually want to help. And this is like a real problem. And I see this so much with a lot of my clients that we work on their messaging, we upgrade their messaging, then we get really hyper clear on who their ideal client is. And as you elevate your messaging, then your prices, you're not going to feel bad about charging what you want to charge because the person actually matches the price. You know what I'm saying? Because I went through a phase, and I've witnessed this with my clients too, where I felt like almost like out of integrity for charging what I wanted to charge, but it's because I was speaking to my unideal client, right? And I think some of you are probably pricing, like your prices, what you want to charge is great. But if you're speaking to somebody that's not your ideal client, like if you're speaking to somebody who's way, 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 way behind, and when I say behind, you know what I mean, right? Like they just aren't Oh my God, wait, hold on. I have to pause you because I'm looking outside and there's four deer magically running through the snow right now. I wish you could see it. It's so cool. Okay, that was an ADD moment, but like I always see, I feel like I see deer a lot when I podcast, which just makes me feel like, ah! Okay, so basically when you think about your ideal client, you have to get lit up and excited and almost this feeling of like, oh, like not like it's too good to be true, but like, oh my God, like this feels like so surreal, right? And that's how it should feel. You shouldn't feel like you're trying to save your clients in like the low, in like a bucket where you're trying to like drag them out of the freaking bucket, you know? Like, sure, like if that's the business model that you want, like if you really want to help struggling people, I mean, by all means, go for it. But I'm just saying, like, it's really exhausting. And as somebody in their power and somebody who's very sensitive, like, that's going to drain your energy. So let's not do that, okay? So elevating your messaging and elevating your prices to reflect the actual caliber of client. Now, think about it in this context. Like, for me, if I see a mentor, somebody that I want to hire, let's just say, and I want them to help me with, I don't know, like my website and my branding and my whatever, and they charge $1,000, I'm going to be like, yikes, what's wrong? Like that's just not adding up. And I probably won't hire them because that means to me, that means they don't see the value of their own work, or they actually can't support me in the big vision that I am building, right? To me, a lower price is like, yikes. Now, that's how I buy it personally. I would be a little skeptic about the price, and so I wouldn't buy, which means maybe I'm actually not their ideal client, right? But for example, when I see a price that kind of is like stretchy and like expands me, I'm like, oh, I'm intrigued. Because that, I know, let's hope, I know that that person can hold me and help me get to the next level. Obviously, I have to do my due diligence and my research and understand, you know, how they work with clients and stuff like that. But generally, I will be turned off by a super low price point. And I think that's quite normal for high-end buyers like yourself who are investing heavily in your business and your business is your number one priority. Personally, my business is my number one priority. Like scaling my business is my numero uno priority right now. And so that's where the majority of my attention is going. And so for you, it's like deciding who is your ideal client, getting really crystal clear on that, thinking about exactly where she is in her journey, right? And if you don't know, then this is where you get to put in the freaking work to figure it out, you know? And this is also what I'm going to be helping you with inside of Power. Power is the program that's starting on Wednesday, January 10th. It's kind of like a hybrid program and one-on-one. I'm going to be auditing your copy and your offers and your content and all of that. And I'm going to be teaching you about all of this in way more detail, but it's kind of a cool way to work with me like one-on-one, but in a kind of like group mastermind setting. So if you're interested in that, I'll put the link in the description here. But the thing moving forward to create a really fucking abundant 2024 is about getting your messaging to actually match the woman that you want to serve or the people that you want to serve and having your prices reflect that. No more doing this like wobbly price thing, okay? Okay, and then this is the last piece here. When you stop using convincing language or like doing these like millions of like price decreases or sales or like bonuses or like whatever. Yeah, you can do those things, but only if it's coming from a place of power, right? When you stop using the convincing language, your ideal client will actually start buying and you will see your income like 3 to 5x. Legit. I am not just saying this. I feel like this, like messaging and the energy behind what you're saying is everything. Like, holy shit. It's everything. I mean, I've seen it already. Like we've had like a 2000% increase in sales from last January to this one. Okay. And my clients are seeing the results of it. It's fucking so cool. So it's like, you have to start owning your authority and your power without apology or over explaining or air quotes, like trying to get people in, right? Your ideal clients do not need to be convinced. Okay. They do not want everything to be free and discounted and all of that. Like, sure, they don't, they love a discount. Like, yeah, let me a good discount. But like, if I see something and I want it, I'm going to buy it. Right. Like, I am somebody who's ready to invest, and I'm sure that you're the same way. You're going to figure it out. You're going to make it happen. So like, you have to do that in your messaging and in your pricing too, is like being in your power around money, around your offer, knowing that it's fucking great, knowing that you don't have to explain yourself, right? This is like the empowered feminine in messaging, in sales, in your business, right? But like, truly, I believe after, you know, it's wild to me how I have made it to this point without addressing this on the podcast or addressing this in really, like, I don't even have a program on this. That's why I created Power, is because I'm like, holy shit, this is actually it. It's the undercurrent. It's the tonality. It's the energy behind the words that you say. Messaging is the actual key to more income. Like, period, period, period. It's the key to people wanting to work with you, with people wanting to sign up with you. It's the copy on your sales pages. It's the content. Like, I feel like I'm so excited to just do a deep dive. I'm elevating everything myself, and I'm helping my clients do that as well. So if all this is resonating with you and you want to master and elevate your message and you want to scale, you're scaling to like now like 20 to 50K months, and you want some custom one-on-one feedback, and you're maybe not ready to jump into a higher thing, or maybe you're even eyeing the current and you're like, I want to get a taste without going full send for the year, Power is definitely the program I'd recommend joining. And I'm really excited to go deep with you on messaging, on sales, on confidence, on embodiment, on copy, on all of this, because this is truly like the freaking game changer. So I wanted to share all of this with you. If this is helpful, please screenshot this, tag me on social media at Sam Altieri. Let me know, send it to a business bestie. You guys can elevate and make way more money together. I'm really excited to do deep dives with everyone that's been booking my business and wealth sessions, everyone that's joining Power, everyone that's in the current. I'm really stoked to do this and just like make all of this so interactive, because I feel like this has been this is the key. Like, if there's a golden key to more money, it is fucking marketing. It is the message. It's really the message, and it's really elevating who you are speaking to. So thank you for being here with me today. I love you tons, and I'm really excited for 2024 to be the most fucking wild, wet, abundant year ever. Okay, I'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Sam Altieri Show. I am so excited to hear what your biggest takeaways were. I want to connect with you more. So please find me on Instagram at Sam Altieri, and I will be sharing even more content to unleash your most unapologetic expression and also create a wildly wealthy life and business. If you want to be entered to win a free one-on-one business and wealth activation session with me, you just have to take a moment to leave a rating and a review of this podcast and just send my team a quick screenshot. Your support means the freaking world to me, and it really helps the podcast reach more women who are ready to show up unapologetically and create a wildly wealthy life and business. All the details for the giveaway can be found in the show notes of this episode, and I cannot wait to talk to you soon.